AgBio Science is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
This industry is no stranger to harnessing the powerful combination of human ingenuity and machinery and technology, right?
Welcome to AgBio Science, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinova CEO, Mitch Frazier.
Welcome back to AgBio Science. AI, artificial intelligence, has become mainstream, capturing the attention of investors, big companies, and innovators around the world. Add AI's capability to the reality of cloud computing, being able to harness computing power from any device anywhere, and opportunity abound, including here in AgBio Science. Our guest today is a veteran of the ag tech industry, now leading business development for one of the world's top tech companies. Welcome, Elizabeth Fastigi, Worldwide Business Development Lead for Agriculture at AWS, Amazon Web Services. Elizabeth, it is awesome to see you again. Welcome to AgBio Science.
Thank you for having me. It's great to see you, Mitch. I think the last time we were together, we were futurists.
Yes. Yeah, we were in Nashville thinking about the future. And Elizabeth, now you're bringing the future to AgBio Science. AWS is this amazing machine, amazing company, division of Amazon. All of us know Amazon. But for those that don't know AWS, you got to give a flyover. What is AWS and why does AWS care about ag?
So Amazon Web Services, as you said, is a division or a business within Amazon. But specifically, AWS is providing cloud computing infrastructure for organizations of all different sizes across a whole range of industries. And what we do is we offer that cloud computing infrastructure as well as 200 fully featured technology services to help customers manage their data more efficiently, to leverage services like compute and machine learning, storage, artificial intelligence, IoT, all of these capabilities that are really important for organizations that want to be data-driven and to leverage their data. And essentially, what happened about several years ago, we realized that there was some value to approaching industries in a differentiated way, to actually hire folks out of industry that could take a look at that full suite of services and really put together solutions for particular industries, right? And really solve some of the common challenges or address some of the common workloads within those industries. So we've done this now across dozens of industries, and I look after the agriculture industry specifically.
It's incredible. I think, Elizabeth, for those that don't know, I was part of a tech startup that used AWS. AWS is our platform. And I think in the tech industry, AWS is the go-to, right? It's the platform that people choose. But the work that you're leading in ag at AWS, this could be a big multinational company. I mean, we've seen everyone from GE to USDA using AWS, but this could also be a company creating a product to sell into the ag industry, right?
That's right. The way I describe our customer set, which, as you know, is really important for us, since you were a customer, you know that
everything
for us starts with the customer and we work backwards from there. So describing who our customer is really provides a lot of insight into what our business looks like, because we look after the entire agri-food, fuel, and fiber value chain, literally from end to end. So the major crop inputs companies, the major equipment manufacturers who sit upstream from the farmer, that also includes, ag retailers. And then as we move through the value chain and we get to the midstream, and those grain and protein processors that buy from farmers, right? And then turn that product into further refined product to be used downstream, closer to the consumer. We look after that whole value chain. And clearly, those are very distinct subsegments in and of themselves. And then, of course, we look after, in partnership with our startups team, to the early stage companies that sit across that landscape as well. So it's an incredibly diverse customer set, which also gives us a really nice perspective into the different dynamics and interdependencies within that value chain as well.
I love the idea of thinking about all the differences where you have a customer who directly, one of the big OEs or one of the big supply chain members of the food chain using this, but then enabling companies to serve those that are in that supply chain on the same platform is incredible. Can you maybe give us a couple ideas? Like, how are companies actually using AWS, whether that's a tech company that's built on AWS or whether that's a big company using AWS to solve their problem?
What we find is customers are really doing two things. They're leveraging data to innovate, to build new products, enter new markets, maybe accelerate their time to market, or they're thinking about cost optimization. And the two are not mutually exclusive. Oftentimes, they're thinking about both in tandem. And in that case, they're looking at ways to streamline their supply chains, automate processes, or reduce downtime in their manufacturing facilities. So as you fully appreciate, these are really complex businesses, and utilizing data to make better predictions and choices within R&D programs, right? Which seeds or molecules to move forward within a pipeline, or to develop better farmer-facing tools, decision support tools for agronomists, or innovating and really thinking about how to make supply chains more efficient, optimize routing and logistics. These are all things that can really add a lot of value to the bottom line. And that's the range of engagements that we have with our customers.
If we rewind the clock all the way back, we're talking about the infrastructure that made, you know, transforming book sales to online possible. I mean, it's just incredible to see how this has evolved. And the evolution continues. I mean, the CEO of AWS, Adam Selipsky, just on CNN, a couple of weeks ago, talked about where AWS is in this AI evolution. And I think he compared AI, the early days of the internet is where we are today in AI. What are you seeing specifically as it relates to ag bioscience, these early adopters of using AI in tandem with AWS? What's happening? How are they using it? What does it look like?
Clearly, artificial intelligence is driving innovation across a range of industries. But I love thinking about this through the lens of agriculture, because even if we just maybe unpack what artificial intelligence is for your listeners, right? It's a machine's ability to perform the cognitive functions that we usually associate with human minds, or any system that can replicate the tasks that typically had required human engagement or human intelligence. So if we think about this from the agriculture perspective, this industry is no stranger to harnessing the powerful combination of human ingenuity and machinery and technology, right? If we just think about the evolution of the equipment that we have on farm now and how sophisticated it is, the industry has just made tremendous strides in making humans more efficient and the overall farming operation incredibly productive. See and spray technology is a really great example of artificial intelligence hard at work on the farm. We see other great examples of computer vision being used in the field in specialty crops. There's a really cool startup out of New Zealand called Cropsy that's using computer vision in the field to optimize harvest timing and communicate quality of harvest to their stakeholders downstream. We even see this being used in manufacturing and processing facilities, right? A lot of artificial intelligence being used to automate what is being done in those facilities. And even some really interesting use cases in improving animal welfare and monitoring animal welfare deviations within processing facilities. So we've got a really great partner solution from Deloitte. It's called AI for A, or Artificial Intelligence for Animals. And it's designed to detect any animal welfare deviations at the harvest stage within a protein processing facility so that they can be detected quickly and addressed very quickly on site. So these are great examples of AI for good, right? Really leveraging this technology to improve the outcomes for all of those that are engaged in the production of our food.
One of the things that we've talked about, you and I have talked about, we're talking about in the market today is 2024 is the year that AI moves from hype to help, right? We're really seeing this AI for A in the case that you just mentioned with Deloitte, where it's no longer just a positioning statement, or it's no longer just it's great to drive something neat. It's about driving net, and it's about driving really meaningful outcomes in a world where tough economies, in a world where tough labor markets, leveraging technologies like AI is a requirement to really capture the market opportunity and do it in an efficient way.
That's right. One of the things that I like to, or the sort of the framings that I like to use when we're having these discussions with our customers is think about the use cases and think about the end users and think about how artificial intelligence can be leveraged to improve the experience of your customers, improve the experience of your employees, or just overall improve and streamline your back-end business processes. And I think even just using that framing of those three categories can be really helpful in thinking through, okay, what are the use cases? Where can we really add value? And what does that return on investment look like in spending time in developing those use cases?
Some of that magic, right, is where all three of those come together, right? Where you can improve back office operations, improve employee experience, and improve customer experience. That's like the eureka moment, right? When everything works.
That's right. Exactly.
Well, we will look at what's ahead for AWS and maybe even take a peek at how all of these new technologies are shaping the future of Ag Bioscience. We'll do it right after this. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
Being your own boss is a different kind of job. You have to work harder, smarter, and you can't afford to let your health slow you down. That's why Indiana Farm Bureau is there with more affordable plans for members who need to stay on top of their health so they can stay on top of their business, whether it's a farm or any other kind of company, concern, or enterprise. To learn more about medical, dental, vision, and Medicare supplement insurance plans sponsored by Indiana Farm Bureau, visit infbhealthplans.com.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. We're talking with Elizabeth Fastigi, Worldwide Business Development Lead at AWS. Elizabeth, we have been talking about this intersection of AI, cloud computing, the work that you're leading at AWS for Ag. I want to look at sort of the new applications and where you're seeing opportunity, particularly as it relates to agriculture at large. This shift to the cloud from desktop to the cloud has been one that's been decades in the making. But one of the challenges specifically here in Ag Bioscience is connectivity. How are you seeing new technologies make this innovation accessible to those in rural areas, whether they be farm fields or feedlots?
Clearly, addressing connectivity challenges has been front and center for our customers within agriculture. And this is not a one-size-fits-all solution, right? It really depends on the data types, right? What kind of file types and sizes we're dealing with. Also, the latency that's required for a particular application. So we've leveraged some of our IoT services and capabilities to manage intermittent connectivity. We've also worked with customers to process on the edge within some of our processing and manufacturing facility engagements. We've brought some of our capabilities like AWS Panorama to bring computer vision to on-premise cameras that can make predictions locally. So that Panorama device can actually ingest multiple video streams and make real-time predictions by running computer vision models directly on that appliance. So, you know, there's some different solutions that we've worked with. What we're looking forward to now in the future and what we're really excited about is Project Kuiper. So this is Amazon's initiative to increase global broadband access through a constellation of over 3,000 satellites in low Earth orbit. And we launched our first two prototype satellites in October.
Congrats. That's a big accomplishment.
Yep. And it went really well. We were really excited about the outcome of that. And we expect to start providing service to the earliest Project Kuiper customers by the end of 2024. So we're already discussing this with a number of agriculture customers and inviting them to get a window into the plans for that constellation and also for them to share feedback and input on the types of use cases that they're really going to look to drive so that we make sure that we're getting that really good customer input and feedback as well.
That is incredible. This idea of being able to not only provide decision support using AI at the edge, whether it be in a rural farm field, a sub-Saharan operating environment, but But then to be the company that's powering that connectivity that makes that innovation possible, gosh, Elizabeth, I have to imagine this is one of those things where I look back at your career, you've had a massive impact on the ag industry, the ag tech industry. You've spent time at Indigo, you spent time at Farmers Business Network, now at Amazon. Did you ever think, I mean, as we sit here, you're talking about satellites, AI, edge computing, all of these things that are making true outcomes possible in the food system, enabling people to eat at its core. Did you ever think this would be part of what you were doing? This is incredible.
It is incredible. Well, especially for someone who started as an environmental science major. I was an environmental science nerd long before it was cool. And all the decisions that I've made, whether it was to become a private equity investor, then to move over to the operating side, they were all directed by this interest in really my concern for the way we were using our natural resources and realizing that there were opportunities to be incredibly more efficient. And obviously, you know, technology is a very important part of that equation. So yes, this has been a really exciting place to be, you know, really kind of on the front lines of how data and technology are being leveraged within the industry.
What do you think? I mean, what's the future look like in ag tech? You see Amazon powering satellites in low Earth orbit. What's this next chapter of ag tech look like from your perspective?
I think we've really hit kind of an inflection point and a maturation in the market. So I think the first phase or sort of the first generation of this so-called ag tech boom, one of the things that we've learned is that direct to farm sales is really challenging for a new technology or service. That's a really challenging distribution model and path to market. And so what we're seeing now is what I'm noticing is the early stage companies that are really getting traction, they're focusing more on a B2B model. And they're focusing on either how they can help existing agribusinesses be more efficient so that they in turn can serve more farmers and bring the technology to the farmer, but through better service or better decision support. Or we've got early stage companies that are focusing on a particular part of the tech stack that has historically been challenging. So Leaf Agriculture is a great example of this. We announced a partnership with them early last year, actually, right before World Agritech. And the listing of their products on our marketplace, as well as the listing of a solution from them within our agriculture solutions library. And, you know, what Leaf has done is they've really taken on this unsexy challenge around data interoperability and the fact that so many organizations within agriculture are really trying to work with very different types of data coming from lots of different machines. And so they've taken on that challenge, right? How do we make it much easier to standardize and integrate that data within an agribusiness's environment? And so that's a really good example, I think, of how we're seeing some of the maturity happening within this market.
This shift from B to F, I guess you could say, business to farmer or business to consumer to business, is one that we saw in the early generations of SaaS, software as a service. I mean, this is some of the early days we saw the SaaS pioneers of cloud computing moving to this B2B model. I mean, the company I was a part of, Exact Target, ultimately acquired by Salesforce. Mark Benioff, like the pioneer, right, of using SaaS to really democratize access to innovation. I think there are some parallels here. I mean, as we look at ag tech and we look at B2B tech, this democratization piece, making innovation accessible to anyone with a connection. Do you see the same thing happening here in ag tech in this next chapter?
I am so glad that you use this term democratization. I love this term because at its heart, it's about expanding access. And this is exactly how we actually think of our jobs here at AWS, is to democratize access to technology. This is what we've done in AI and machine learning and with the release of Amazon SageMaker back in 2017. That was all about how do you simplify the entire machine learning process by making it much easier to build and train and deploy machine learning models, even if you're not a data scientist, right? And so today we've got over 100,000 customers utilizing that service. So this is a really great example of when you build the tools to make it much easier to leverage and incorporate technology, you can really expand that access. And I think that's really important for all of us and for all industries moving forward.
Totally agree. Elizabeth, we could talk all day. I've got to wrap it up. Before we do, how can listeners who want to be a part of this AWS journey, begin to integrate AI, build an app, build a solution, solve their problem across the enterprise, how can they work with AWS and where can they learn more?
We do have a solutions library specifically for the industry, which is at aws.amazon.com/solutions/agriculture. And of course, I am on LinkedIn and always happy to hear from folks and connect there.
She is Elizabeth Festigi, Global Business Development Lead for AWS Agriculture for AWS at Amazon. Elizabeth, it has been an absolute delight to see you again. So excited with what you're doing. Thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Mitch. I really appreciate it. It's great to have this discussion with you this morning.
Thanks so much. And thank you for tuning in to Ag Bioscience. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovus Indiana, hosted by Mitch Frazier, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you liked today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovusindiana.com.